Hey Marlins fans, new Big Fish Small Pod for Monday, April 1st, 2024, presented by MPT College Consulting. It's Eli Sussman hosting this one for you. Coming off a disastrous first series for the Marlins of the 2024 season, they are tied for the worst record in baseball at 0-4. Heading into Monday, that's certainly the main storyline on a team level. On an individual level, Avisail Garcia is in the middle of it. Not necessarily for his individual performance in these four games against the Pirates, but for the unique atmosphere surrounding him throughout this entire series. From opening day introductions through his final strikeout on Sunday, Avi was booed by his own home fans at Lone Depot Park when he was coming to the plate. He put out comments through the Miami Herald on Sunday about that topic, and from closely following the reaction from our audience during these four games, I think I can fill him in on the other perspective about why it is that he is getting treated this way when very few Marlins players have in recent years.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Just to give you a small sample of what this booing sounded like, here is one of the double plays that Garcia grounded into on Friday. This past weekend.
Got the start against the lefty, Martin Perez, now facing the righty. And he grounds one to Cruz. And the second time that Avi has grounded into it.
So you can hear it at the very end. That was not a sellout crowd on Friday when that happened. It was perhaps, 13, 14,000 fans in attendance. And several thousand of them, I think, participated in that unenthusiastic response when he hit into a double play for what was his, I think, his second straight at bat, or that may have been his first of two on Friday. And that's what it sounded like after most of his plate appearances during this past series. So Avi entering Sunday's game, telling the Miami Herald, "We want to have results. I want to have results. Last year I was hurt. This year I'm healthy. Every time they put me in the lineup, I want to do my best, of course. But it's not good for players to hear that the first at-bat of the season, I strike out and they boo. That's not good. I don't like that. It's the first time in my career that happened. Fans are fans. The game looks easy from the stands. I understand that, but it's not fair." And I imagine a lot of the unsatisfaction with these comments will hang on that last phrase, that it's not fair to Avisail Garcia. This is early on in year three of a four-year, $53 million contract that Avi signed with the Marlins. It was the largest free agent signing in terms of guaranteed dollars that the Marlins have given out under Bruce Sherman's ownership era. According to reporting at the time, it was largely pushed by Derek Jeter, who was CEO at the time when they signed him 2.5 years ago. It was, even in the moment, a bit of a head-scratcher. Even though his skill set was enticing, he was coming off a good year. I don't think anybody quite grasped why it is or who the Marlins were bidding against to guarantee $53 million over 4 years for a player like him, who had shown he could be a very good everyday player, but his career had been rife with inconsistency throughout. He was entering free agency either for the second or third time, and so he was already in his 30s when he was making that deal. There was quite a bit of downside, and it was not necessarily a clear path for him to providing surplus value on that contract. His first year, he showed up to camp overweight. That was obvious throughout most of that first season until the very end of the year. He performed extremely poorly. He came back in 2023 in great shape. No doubt about it. There's enthusiasm. He spoke very confidently about himself, about how that would put him in, he was in the right frame of mind to settle in with his new team. And yet the results in 2023 were even worse than the year before. He missed even more time due to injury. When he was on the field, he hit 185 He hit 3 home runs total in 37 games. And his strikeout rate was even higher, went from 29%, very bad, in 2022 to 33% last year, which would be one of the worst in the league among guys that get any sort of consistent playing time. So entering this year looked pretty bad in spring training, and I think it was fair to question entering the year why it is that he was on the team. There are perhaps a small minority of these booers that personally dislike Avi and are holding that against him. From my vantage point, I don't think that most of these boos are personal towards him. It is more a loud rejection of the way that the Marlins are handling this situation, because this is a player that over those last 2 years, even regardless of what he did these first 4 games of the season, Avi has put up a 576 OPS. He's missed essentially half of these team's games while on the IL. When he has been active, he has been below replacement level, negative 1.1 wins above replacement, according to Fangraphs. Most of these fans are not fluent in sabermetrics, and they don't need to be, because if they just watch the games and if they just look at the standard numbers, they can see this is a player that is a liability, even compared to the next man up in the minors, that they could bring in just about anybody who is performing well in AAA and reasonably expect them to be as good, as productive as Avisail Garcia has been. So for team people that are investing quite a bit to attend these games, to buy merchandise for this team, who only have one local team in the Miami area to root for, who don't get to choose who they root for, all they expect at the bare minimum is for the decision makers of this team to put together the best possible combination of players on their roster. If Garcia was not signed to the contract that he was signed to right now, he would not be in the major leagues for any team. He would be trying to earn his way back in the upper minors. There is just so little precedent for somebody performing as badly as he has the past couple years, combined with the injuries and the particular nature of his performance, where it just does not seem reasonable to project much improvement moving forward for somebody that struggles with his plate discipline to make contact, who doesn't play a premium defensive position, and is only getting older. This is not the type of player that would be on the roster in any significant form, much less start several games in the opening series for a team coming off a postseason appearance. The vitriol would be substantially less if the team was not competitive and not even attempting to be competitive. But on the heels of the first full season playoff berth in 20 years for a franchise that has never had consecutive playoff berths and yet are still messing around with a player that is sub replacement level, where they have better alternatives internally, and this team, the decision makers in the front office, and this really goes up all the way to ownership, are not giving the green light in order to replace him with a better player. So it has to be noted that right after this article came out from Jordan McPherson of the Miami Herald, within a couple hours, Garcia hit his first home run of the year, an opposite field one against Bailey Falter of the Pirates. His teammates seemed to rally around that. It was a nice moment for all involved, because I'll reiterate that for the vast majority of these boos, they're not coming at Avi personally. They're coming off a team. They're coming towards the team that is like consciously holding back their roster from reaching its full potential by having this player on the roster just because they already guaranteed him a certain amount of money. And what the fans are trying to communicate, fans are just trying to reject that notion that he has to be on here to justify that contract. It is a sunk cost. I've said it before. The home run does not change that. And this does not mean that Avi is the reason why they've been lost all 4 games to start the season. It's not his fault. He's not the only one that has struggled. And we talked about that in detail on Fish on First Spaces. I'm sure we'll continue to get into it in our coverage. How many things are going wrong with the team is not only on Avi that this is happening, but it is completely fair. if he has somehow deluded himself into thinking that he just needs more time to settle in, entering his third year with this organization, then that's what's concerning. These comments show kind of a lack of awareness about that, like his very real degradation in skill level, how he is from the moments that he joined the Marlins. He has not been the player that they thought they were investing in. And even though he's putting in the work to get back to that level, under any other circumstances, a player like him would be trying to earn himself back to the major league level instead of being handed a spot just because he is under a guaranteed deal. I hope that clears things up. But with Avi, this has been Big Fish Small Pod. I'm Eli Sussman right here. We have small pods for you almost every single weekday morning throughout the entire season. Expecting to see Avi in the lineup at least one more time this upcoming series against the Angels. They have a couple lefties that are scheduled to start, and that is what the Marlins are saying that his role is, to do damage against left-handed pitching, despite a whole lot of evidence to the contrary. And I don't think there are a lot of people rooting against Avi. If he's going to be stuck on this team, a miraculous turnaround in his career would make a lot of them happy, because ultimately the focus is just on winning games. And this is a protest about how a player is being handled in a way that is seemingly preventing them from reaching their full potential. Check back on our next small pod. Follow all our coverage on fishonfirst.com. All our podcast episodes presented by MPT College Consulting. Check them out at mptcollegeconsulting.com. Go Fish.